This week on Senior Voices, we meet lifelong Daytonian Andy Hines, who grew up in North Dayton near Hare Arena and the Salem Mall. He remembers being a student at Meadowdale Junior High when the Dayton City schools were desegregated. Andy talked with Dayton Metro Library volunteer interviewer Nancy Mezer.
When I grew up in that area of Dayton, it was 100% white. When I was in, I believe it was seventh grade, that's when the Dayton public school system changed everything around in busing students. And I can remember this, you know, as a kid. I mean, all my friends' parents were in a total uproar that there's going to be white kids and black kids at the same school together. Now, the problem, I guess, it was the white kids were not being bused. All the black kids were being bused to us, you know, in a totally foreign environment. And so I can remember when that day, first day of school was going to come. I mean, they were expecting riots, and the parents came to school with the kids. Mm-hmm. Sure, you know, they could get their kids out of there when the riot broke out. Now, my father, having been in the military, this wasn't an upset to him, you know what I'm saying, as compared to other people. That day came, and I remember, you know, going to school, and of course, you know, we're all on the bus talking, boy, what's it going to, you know, what's going to happen? What are we going to do? And we get there, you know, and you're kind of out on the playground where they would let you off there, and here come these buses, and everybody's kind of gathered around. Well, you know, they were just as nervous as we were about this whole thing. Well, it was a nothing. Nothing happened. And so that started the mixing in Dayton. Like I said, I believe it was actually my eighth grade year is when it first started. And at that time, Meadowdale was probably, maybe like 60-40. 60% white, 40% black. By the time I graduated, it was probably maybe the other way. Okay, 60% black, 40% white. Now, my neighborhood where I grew up is probably 80 to 90% black.
That was Andy Hines speaking with Nancy Mezer as part of the Senior Voices Project. Court-ordered busing continued in Dayton for 25 years, ending in 2002. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Dave Barber. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Delmar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.